From September 13th through the 15th, Fort McHenry National Monument and Historic Shrine in Baltimore is presenting their annual Defenders Day celebration. With me to talk about it via phone is Ranger Ray Snyder. Hello and welcome.
Hello.
This, of course, was inspired by the Battle of Baltimore in 1814, which in turn inspired the national anthem, yes?
Yes, absolutely correct.
And all types of people participated in defending Baltimore. It wasn't just the military citizens, different ethnic groups and classes and all of that.
That's absolutely correct. In August 24th, 1814, we could see the glow of the fire from Washington when the British burned the White House and the Capitol. And the citizens of Baltimore realized they're going to be next. And so no matter what your station was, whether male, female, free, enslaved, African-American, white, you were part of the defenses, helping with the defenses of the city. If you were enslaved, you were probably doing the hard work, which would be digging the trenches at the main base at Hampstead Hill, today's Patterson Park. If you were a free African-American, you might have been a small businessman and helping get supplies. If you were a Irish worker, you probably would be doing some hard work as well. Small businessmen were all just, if you were in business, you were doing something to purchase the stuff that was needed for the defense of Baltimore. The elite of the city, particularly the men, would be what they call the part of the Committee of Vigilance and Safety, where they are gathering a lot of money to pay for muskets, for uniforms, for supplies, for food, things like that. If you're a female at the time, you're doing the traditional female roles at 1814, basically mending clothes, making clothes, cooking, things like that. So everybody in the city is involved in some way.
A lot of the events will be taking place at Fort McHenry, but there are some events off-site, notably in Patterson Park, which was known as Hampstead Hill at that time, right?
That is correct. That was our main base. Hampstead Hill, we had about 15,000 to 18,000 troops from all over the state of Maryland, from Pennsylvania. We had members of the Chesapeake Flotilla, which basically is a Navy militia, and members of the U.S. Navy as well, and Marines.
You have events for the whole family over 3 days, and your main focus is on the music. There's a big concert on Saturday night. What's happening then?
Yes, there is. It's a concert that's going to be the U.S. Army Field Band, and they are going to be giving a concert, patriotic music, and some other nice tunes as well. Maybe a couple period pieces from 1814. The soldiers, of course, will be there Saturday evening as well. And after the band and the chorus, there will be fireworks. And they'll probably be playing probably patriotic numbers during the fireworks as well. And at the time, either just before, just after, or maybe even during, they will be putting up a replica of the big flag that inspired Francis Scott Key to write the Star Spangled Banner, or as he called it, the Defense of Fort McHenry.
This is the Defenders Day celebration at Fort McHenry, Friday, September 13th through Sunday, September 15th. And Ranger Snyder, where could people get more information, on the phone or online?
They can call Fort McHenry, 410-962-4290. Or they can go online to our website, just type in Fort McHenry and the website will pop up and there'll be more information on the website about what time everything is going to be and a little more details on what I just mentioned.
I've been speaking today with Ranger Ray Snyder about the annual Defenders Day celebrations at Fort McHenry. Ranger Snyder, thank you so much for talking with me.
You are very welcome. It's my pleasure. Thank you for letting us do this and tell everybody about what's going on here.
For WBJC, I'm Diana Neal.